welcome to The Kelly Roach Show, the place for no fluff, easy to implement, 20-minute or less business and leadership lessons to help you build a sustainable business that scales, lead with integrity, and create a lasting legacy. I'm Kelly Roach, former NFL cheerleader and Fortune 500 executive turned eight-figure entrepreneur. Let's get started. Welcome back to this multi-part series on The Kelly Roach Show, where we are breaking down the internal shifts that are required to go from seven to eight figures, or to think about your next big breakthrough as a multi-million dollar earner. So here's what I want you to know. Money likes speed. And when you think about what it takes to be a visionary leader, it's not just being able to walk by faith and not by sight. It's also having the trust that you and your team can solve problems, you can course correct ongoing, and that you can move with speed to drive things to completion, knowing that everything is just a set of iterations anyway. One of the best things that you can possibly do to accelerate growth in your company is to adopt the attitude that done is better than perfect, and that ego equals no go, right? So it's all about iterations. It's all about everyone on the team seeing everything as a test that you're going to look at what's working, what's not working, what do we need to change for next time, and how do we get to our end goal? One of the things that many CEOs inadvertently do that creates massive chaos in their organizations is that they're constantly micromanaging unimportant details or nitpicking how something is done despite their team's efforts and contributions because they just so happen to differ from their personal preferences. Now, what I always say is it's important to know the difference between when someone is doing something different than you had anticipated and yet it still is effective and creates the outcome that you desire versus when someone is doing something different than you intended. And now those differences are going to prevent you from achieving your ultimate goal. Those are two different situations. One of the things we have to get really comfortable with as CEOs wanting to build autonomous teams is that we have to create space for our teams to learn to be thoughtful problem solvers, creatives, and come up with autonomous solutions, which means that the way that they do something may not be the same way that we would have approached it had we been the one doing it, but that's completely okay. And in fact, sometimes your team's difference in the way that they approach something versus the way that you approach something may be the difference maker in achieving an even better outcome than you anticipated or expected. Okay? So, if one of your goals is that you want to have a self-led, independent team, it's very important that your management style does not foster dependency. Because when you focus on really driving very directive tactical execution and your team is relying on you to do all the strategic thinking, you carry all the mental load, right? And what we want to do is we want to open up mental load for you. We want to open up space for you to think creatively, to really cast vision, to step into true visionary leadership. And the only way you can do that is if your team cannot just complete tactics, not just check boxes, but to take true ownership, which requires you being a little bit more comfortable extending the autonomy that you give them. Now, there's a big difference between giving too much freedom and not having your eye on the ball, where things get out of control and mistakes cost you a whole lot of money, versus giving a little bit more leash so that people can grow up into their highest potential in your organization. And that's where you're looking to find that healthy balance between those two things, right? We want a situation where our teams are able to function without direct instructions and where they're able to think for themselves based on understanding your goal, your vision, your mission, and the outcome that you're trying to achieve, right? So if we want autonomous teams, if we want problem solvers,
If we want to take back our mental load, then a transformation has to take place inside of us first. And it starts with healing what is broken and what is a strain around the trust that we have in our teams. Because many times, let's be honest, as a CEO or a business leader, you may have been burnt by past employees. You may have suffered setbacks or had your trust broken many times before by other people. But in order to get past that and to get through that and to overcome that, you need to make sure that you're not projecting those old situations into a new relationship. Okay. Many CEOs claim that they desire innovative and entrepreneurial thinkers on their team, but then they react negatively when someone deviates from their envisioned approach, which then creates a breakdown in trust and autonomy. And these are the secret things that cause energy leaks in the organization and money leaks in your bottom line, because now you're not getting the best out of your team. Effective leadership is going to require introspection. It's going to require asking yourself whether you're cultivating a team that's capable of enhancing and extending your vision, or whether you're unintentionally fostering chaos by undermining the team's autonomy. So many times, this is happening completely subconsciously, and it's driven by a fear of failure. When we get scared and overwhelmed that the team is going to fail, or the business is going to fail, or struggles are upon us, many times it leads to behaviors by the business owner or CEO that really inhibits the team from realizing their full potential. We can't always jump in and save them, so to speak. So here's the deal. True leadership is going to involve not only trust team, but also avoid the urge to constantly intervene, which means that you are going to have to work through some losses. You're going to lose money in that process. You're going to lose speed in that process. You're going to lose traction in that process. But it's like one step back could end up in a big, big leap forward in productivity and profits in your business. So what you want to think about is you can't simply delegate responsibilities and neglect monitoring and validating the process. That's one side. But on the flip side, you have to be able to provide your team with sufficient space to innovate, to think independently, to take action, and to really elevate their own skill set and their own impact in your company. Okay. So I want you to think about, how can you challenge your team to demonstrate their skills, their understanding, and their ability to enhance your vision through the success and through the impact that they create in the organization? And it's up to us to really focus on fostering an environment through our leadership where our team can step up and can contribute and impact at that next level. When we think about what it takes to be a visionary leader with a multi-million dollar earning capability, we need to make sure that we are bringing out our team's true talents, that we are elevating them to stretch themselves and to grow inside the organization, and that our leadership style is cultivating them, not just being a tactical doer, but more importantly, an impactful owner of their responsibilities within the business. So what I want you to think about today is, how is your leadership style affecting the productivity and profits that your team is able to produce? So much of the performance impact that we see from our teams comes down to our leadership style. And the more that we keep elevating our own effectiveness as leaders, the more that we're going to see our productivity and our profits grow and expand with our team. You can always provide them with small opportunities to take ownership of areas that are not going to be fatal to the business, that are not going to be completely make or break to the overall company, as ways that you and them can build trust with one another. They can practice owning projects autonomously, and you can see what their level of readiness is to elevate to the next level. The other thing I'll just add here is that when we talk about impacting our team's impact and us as leaders affecting their ability to drive the business with or without us, making sure that people have a great career progression plan and an incentive plan that is stacked to get them to their personal goals, but also drives the behaviors that you want to see in the organization is essential. So I'll just add that little note there. Again, if you're sitting here listening to this episode and you're like, wow, I want to get my business unstuck. I want to achieve multi-million dollar success. I want to have a breakthrough. I want to build a winning team. There's some way somehow across my portfolio of companies that we can help you. We can help you get unstuck. We can help you achieve next level success. We can help you pinpoint the area that you need the most support and point you in the right direction. So I want you to scroll down below this podcast and book a call with my team. So scroll down below, click the link, book a call, and we will get you pointed in the right direction to help you and your team to have next level success quickly so that you can achieve your most near and most dear goals that are going to impact not just changing lives externally, but your and your family's life internally. So let's make it happen together. Remember, you are the cap to your company, and the more you grow, they do too. See you on the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to The Kelly Roach Show. If you enjoyed this episode, do me two solids. Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave us a review so other people can find the life-changing content that we share here. We're on our way to number one, and we need your help getting there. Thanks so much for being a part of the community and for tuning into the show each and every week.